I just need to stop doing that. I'm not very good at it. This is Pure Decking for Tuesday, November the 8th, 1972. Tonight on the show, we have RU486, Foxwolf, and Sard. And I fucked up the intro again. I've got it in the show notes, and I'm Warps. This is a show about stuff that interests me. Now I'm supposed to introduce the panel, but we've already done that. So, hi, guys.
So,
like we're ever temporally relevant.
Good point. So, anyways, though, just some quick notes here. The rebuild of the broadcast box took way too long, but other than that, went fairly well. It is running very, very clean now, much easier on the old CPU. So the stream should actually sound decent as opposed to, you know, shit. And I'm also, especially after what happened on IHN 133... the actual bass recording is fucked. It's anybody who's tried to listen to it on the website. I'm sorry, that was the recording we got, and I didn't realize it was that bad until after somebody complained to me. I actually got some feedback from Weird Wolf saying, "What'd you guys do?" So that was the broadcast box being foobarred. And because of that, I'm working on getting a backup recorder that's just a little separate solid state device, which I should have that after Thanksgiving. So hopefully that issue won't happen again. So I don't know. Has anybody else got station news other than we're going to make Sard do the schedule?
The Friday Night Live show is delayed again this week. My apologies to all those who haven't called in or heard of it yet. And I won't be hosting IGN. So anybody who wants to throw their hand up for this week, feel free.
Bullshit.
No, the doctor won't let me, man. I'm not even allowed to take my laptop in.
Somebody sneak this man a cell phone. He'll call. We'll set it up so he can call in and host the show.
I left him one when I was there. Perfect. It's prepaid. It's not even under his name.
Call that shit.
We might have to arrange this.
RU has a cell phone down there. It's totally prepaid and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm not allowed out of the bed though, which is bullshit.
Well, you can do it without being out of bed. It'd just be interesting.
Yeah, listening to all the machines crashing down as I'm using this outdated fucking piece of phone, you know, fucking with EKGs and shit like that. That'd
no,
be great.
No, Ari, we know exactly what you're going to be playing with.
Big shiny buttons. Yay.
That's awesome.
Well, everything's going to be big and shiny with all the drugs they hook him up to, but.
So, yeah, just.
I think it'd be kind of interesting to, like, no random nurse walks. Oh, I can't. Come
here. Where did he get that at goal work?
No, what he needs that as his text message tone. You know, it's just, you know, incoming text message.
There we go. Oi, cunts. What's going on?
That or just as a ringtone. That'd be perfect.
There's a challenge for any of you out there. Download that. Yep. Make it a ringtone. Make a video and post it and send us the link of your coworkers.
Can't you imagine that in, like, your high power executive meeting? You know, your iPhone goes off and that's what plays.
That'd be great.
So
that's what we need to market next project, the IHN cell phone.
Oh god, that's the gun that just when it hears something stupid explodes.
It'd so, be cool. We have to decide on either Tub Girl or Goatsy for the desktop,
and preferably an integrated.
Oh no,
taser.
All the new ones are. All the new ones are animated, so you got to step it up a notch. Meat spin.
Oh, God, you're right.
Or a loop of one guy, no cup.
Yes, everyone can see Suave's favorite collector. Suave didn't email on the show. Fuck, I'm getting my... He was messaging me a minute ago. Everybody can see Fox's favorite collection of websites. They're at his personal website, lemonparty.org. So...
Politics got you bitter? Lemonparty.org.
Right. So moving right along into current events, because the first one is fantastic. Because how often do you get a remote cold vulnerability in your fucking TCP stack? MS-11-083. This security update resolves a... This was today that this came out, by the way. This security update resolves a privately reported vulnerability in Microsoft Windows. The vulnerability could allow remote code execution if an attacker sends a continuous flow of specially crafted UDP packets to a closed port on a target system.
That is awesome.
Windows Vista 7 and Server 08, the patch came out today. How long does it take? You know, this is Server 08. How long does it take most companies to patch their servers? All right. And it looks like the Windows Firewall isn't any help, so you should just block all UDP traffic to your servers now. Yeah.
Have we found the Metasploit plugin for this yet? Because I want to test.
I'm sure it will be out shortly.
Is that what you're calling it these days? A test?
Test, yes. Rape, where do you think we got the term penetration test from?
Your mom.
Ouch.
Yep. Yeah, that's okay. I've still got this.
Big shiny buttons.
So we can just pull that out whenever I need to. Of course, I got the blackmail on Sard too. So don't you worry. Let's see. But yeah, freaking TCP vulnerability, and even the Windows firewall doesn't help. I don't know about third party firewalls. I'm with you, Sard. I want to get this thing's module and test it out.
Oh yeah, because that could be fun.
Well, not only that, but I mean, do other software firewalls help? I mean, this is going to a closed port, so yeah, that's just awesome.
I like how it's a privately reported vulnerability. That means
somebody sent it to Microsoft without ODAing it, or more likely sent it to Tipping Point or somebody like that who pays for the exploits before they send it off, which I don't blame them one bit.
Yeah, I wonder how many people have been using that as a ODA exploit.
Oh, I'm sure many, many. That's the thing with these things is it's probably held by a couple of small groups, but because it was never publicly. But then again, too, that keeps the script kiddies from really going nuts. So it's hard to say, to be honest. But anyways, up next, this one's from H Online. And, the article I linked to is from Ancient Online, but this is actually from Fedora. Fedora 16 is out. They've switched to Grub 2, put more emphasis on GPT, which is the GUID partition table instead of the old MBR. It's got GNOME 3, KDE 4.7, LibreOffice 3.4, and it's on kernel 3.1. And they've got all the components up to date. So, nobody uses Fedora for anything?
Do you want me to start a distro war?
I've got the story you sent me later, and I'll let you take that one because I'll be frank, I didn't read the whole thing. So it's like, yeah, I'll just let Sard take that one since he was the one that was pissed about it. So, all right.
Sard is angry.
Yay. Anyways, next one up. Ars Technica. This is a fun one. A group of internet activists gathered together in IRC, blah, blah, blah. I hate how wordy these things are.
What is an internet activist?
That would be somebody with too much time on their hands. Essentially, you got a group together. They coordinated through Reddit, and they set up they're setting up a darknet project, and they're trying to create a global darknet based on wireless mesh networking. And they're trying to make open source hardware so anybody can go out and just make a node and try to connect it up to this darknet.
Yeah, you didn't call that at all. Weren't we just talking about doing this?
I think we've talked about doing that several times. But yeah, it's kind of cool that they've got a project up and doing it. And I might want to look into what they're doing, see what they're up to, just because... there's a lot of stuff out there for doing this already, and I'm just curious to see what their methods are. Hell, I might even be able to help them out. I don't know. For what they're trying to pull off, I mean, you know, proper mesh networking, though, you need several radio interfaces, and the picture they showed was just some generic board. So, I don't know. I got to confess, I didn't get to go through the stories as judiciously as I usually do, and we'll get to that in the second half of the show for story time, and I'll explain why. Essentially, I'm not very pleased with Dell at the moment. So,
who is? That company sucks bag of dick.
Well, a lot of companies buy their machines from Dell, so I just...
I know.
Yeah, but even then...
And yet my point still stands.
Good point.
Even when you want to spend money with them, they still suck balls. Well, my company's been trying. Seriously, they put in an order with them for 47 new PCs, and they just, you know, it's like $34,000 or something like that, the total order. They just lost it, didn't say anything, didn't do anything. We're like, where the fuck are our computers? They're like, oh, I don't know. It's like they don't even give a fuck. Like, 34 grand. That's awesome.
Wow. That's,
Wow, they don't
I guess
even,
that shows you how big they are.
They don't even like money.
How big of douchebags they are.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that in the story time, but that's why I'm kind of blowing through some of this stuff, because I really didn't have a chance to review a lot of it. And most of these are not the stories I initially planned on talking about, but that's okay. Next one up, this one's from The Register, and Sard, this is yours.
Okay. It's pretty much just a story about all of the trials and tribulations that Ubuntu has been going through once again on Unity. You've probably heard us bitch about this before on the stream. On Pure Decking. Pretty much everyone hates Unity. and the story pretty much says Mark Shuttleworth doesn't give a fuck. He in this, I guess they linked to a IRC chat, I guess some regular Ubuntu leadership IRC chat type thing, where people were complaining about how the Ubuntu mailings list users mailing list is becoming a little hard to administrate. And it's like, yeah, any fucking forum or anything open to the public like that is. And his first suggestion, Mark Shuttleworth's first suggestion was, let's just shut it down. It's like, you know, fuck it. You know, I don't know. It just pissed me off. Pretty much he's turning Ubuntu into a dictatorship. And when I first came into the open source scene, I was under the impression that it was more like a democracy, that you voted on
Ubuntu initially established their community management council, or whatever they were called. And they had all these rules and all this stuff set up for it. And yeah, I mean, I've played with Unity and I don't like it. It's not their dock. Their dock. Actually, there are two things if they would fix these, I could use Unity without a problem. One is the global menu. I cannot stand that Mac.
I fucking
bullshit.
Hate that shit. Exactly.
That pisses
exactly
me off on
Macs
too.
It's fucking Mac, and it pisses me off because they're trying to copy it. It's like, what the fuck? Let's innovate something. And plus, everyone fucking hates that shit. This story just made me so angry. I read it this morning, like all day. I've just been pissed off about it because, like I said, it's supposed to be a democracy. When people tell you, "Hey, we don't like this," then you should fucking change it. But no, it's once again gone from this little company into apparently a bigger bureaucracy where they don't give a fuck about the little guy anymore. They aren't listening to their users anymore, and they're pretty much just saying, "Fuck you guys. We don't care what you say, what you want anymore."
Well, that, you know, if they would be honest about it and say, we're trying to target people who really want to have Macs or people who want the shiny GUI, because I'll be honest, I spend 90% of my time on a Linux box at the terminal anyways. So as long as I can get to the terminal and manage five or six of them, I don't care. The thing with Unity that pisses me off is switching between the five or six terminals is actually a real pain in the ass, because it cascades them all into one dock icon. And I can deal with that, except it doesn't minimize and unminimize well. It takes a lot of clicks to get your right menus back.
Yeah, yeah. And I was reading another post that he did the mailing list saying, claiming that, oh, Unity is still good for power users. Well, I don't know. I mean, you just read any of the open source, like, oh, my God, OMG, Ubuntu, all any of those major Ubuntu websites, it's slandering Unity. The main posts aren't, but, I mean, you read the comments and things like that. I don't think the main posts can't really slander it, because they're probably getting paid off by them, but I don't know. But anyways, the comments, everyone just essentially hates Unity, and Ubuntu doesn't give a fuck anymore. They don't care what their users want. That's why I'm kind of bitter. I really like the open source movement, and this is just really pissing me off now.
Well, you know, the thing is, both Unity and GNOME 3 are seriously trying to go for this tablet, you use one thing at a time style of interface, which on a netbook or a
tablet. It's not good for power users.
Well, but like if you're on a netbook, if you're on a tablet, if you're on something, you know, with a 2-inch screen, it's great. But when I'm on my dual 21-inch screens on my powerhouse workstation, having to mouse all the way back up to the top menu to, you know, get to the file menu to save something, or having to, having all this wasted desktop space because, you know, you can't use a regular file browser. You have to do everything through these lenses, and these lenses only take up a chunk of the screen, which just are, it's, I don't know, I guess it would look good on a tablet, but on a desktop, it's like the exact same complaint we had about Windows 8 is, yeah, that might work great on a tablet, you know,
right,
but not on my desktop.
Exactly. They're trying to do the same shit where they're making a OS for a smaller screen. What the fuck are you going to do with a 30-inch monitor or something like that? It's going to look retarded. It's not functionality. Yeah. The functionality isn't there.
Have you seen the mock-ups of Linux Mint 12, which is supposed to come out later this year? Because what they've done with GNOME 3, they've
Today that that's supposed to go to GNOME 3.
It is.
But it's going to have the backwards compatibility where you can go back to GNOME 2.3.
No. What they did is even cooler than that. Because GNOME 3, they've got it all separated out so you can have different GUI interfaces. And the Ubuntu Unity is supposed to be on top of GNOME 3. It's a different shell on top of GNOME 3. So Linux Mint made a GNOME 3 shell that essentially copies GNOME 2.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, you still get your classic desktop experience, but you're on GNOME 3. So I cannot wait for that to come out and see what they've done with that.
Yeah, and I know... Like, I was reading another story on Slashdot today also where people were claiming that some people were, you know, you're just against change. But then there's the other argument that I was seeing in response to that is, why fix it when it's not broken? And there are some people there that are feeling that they're changing just to change.
Yeah,
like
there's,
GNOME
there's
2
not
is
a
still,
good reason to change.
Yeah, there's not a good reason. Okay, yeah, you're trying to innovate, but there's still things that we could do to GNOME 2 that would be a hell of a lot better than Unity or GNOME 3. Yeah. Honestly, I haven't played with GNOME 3 that much, so I can't speak very much on it, but
I played with it a little bit. It was all right. I didn't care for it because I had shit to do. But I just
right.
like how
and
you and Fox are sitting here going, Linux, what?
Why change?
Pseudo what?
Pseudo no, making a sandwich, obviously.
It's reminding me of that argument of, you know, so why is 8 better than, why is 9 better than 8? It's a bigger number. That's why they're changing it, man. Just to have a different number.
There's probably a lot of truth in that.
If there was a huge surge of tablets on the market that weren't already like based off an Android OS or iOS system, you know, that most people are running right now.
Or tablets that you can easily put another operating system on.
Precisely. If they were marketing, like if Ubuntu came out, I was like, all right, fuck it, people, we put it on laptops for a while, but look, we're putting out tablets now. Look at this shiny new Linux distro for fucking tablets. I mean, for Christ's sake, they have umpteen billion flavors of it already. Why not just have a tablet flavor and, you know, let people pick and choose, you know, because... Yes, that would be perfectly useful on a tablet, but you're not going to install something like that on a desktop unless you can, you know, revert it back to, you know, a functional UI for a keyboard and mouse. I mean, if you're going into something where, like, you know, wearable computing or tablet-based PCs or anything like that where you don't have the, you know, fine control that you would with a mouse and keyboard, you know, having lenses or big shiny buttons... to push. Hey, look, I did my own sound effect. Yeah. Those come in handy and they're beneficial, but when you try to put this big clunky interface on something that's as precision controlled as, you know, a keyboard and mouse, it defeats the purpose and it actually makes it less intuitive and less helpful than it was meant to be.
Yeah, but the fault you guys are all having here, you're not looking at this from a consumer standpoint. I'm a consumer whore. I'm as dumb as fuck, and I will not investigate any of the products that I touch. I'm a consumer whore. Cue big shiny buttons.
Okay.
Big shiny buttons.
That's what they want, man. Big shiny fucking buttons with the name of the fucking whore brand all over that fucking thing so they can trend fag and walk around like dipshits.
You know, and fine. Give them that. But for fuck's sake, have an option to turn off the tard mode.
Exactly. And that's the thing that they used to have. I mean, there
H key
was,
local user tard mode equals zero.
Exactly.
So what you want is a value system when you go buy some product now. Okay, so like aisle
well,
one,
what doing
aisle
with,
one is for retards. Yeah,
with
aisle
the,
one's
I mean,
for retards.
Yeah.
Aisle two, even more retarded. Aisle three, you know, has as many branding on it as you fucking want. And then you get all the way down to aisle 99 where the fat people are who aren't breathing. Is for the hardcore user. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Because you
mean,
know.
That's how they're releasing Windows like recently. I mean, you have, you know, Windows Ultimate, Windows Premium, Windows Starter, Windows, you know, Dildo Mode. You know, they've got all these fucking flavors and they're gimped in some way or another to, A, make people spend more money when they realize that, oh, fuck, I got the wrong one. And, you know, if they're going to do that, just. Yeah, break it down by super retard mode and, you know, normal people mode.
I want them to
see,
actually.
That's the thing is they. Oh,
I was
going
to say, I want them to actually call it that too in the UI. I want to have a little box that says enable tard mode, disable tard mode.
At least people get a good idea of where they stand.
Yeah.
But I, on going
I see
on
your default browser is Internet Explorer, defaulting to tard mode.
Going along with what you were saying about Choice Dude, like they did have that. They had Ubuntu Netbook Remix that was made, had the first version of Unity, and it was made for fucking netbooks. And that's exactly the way it should have been. They should have kept that around rather than killing it and integrating Unity into their desktop OS.
I wonder if they.
Along,
I was going to say, I wonder if they did that just to try to make themselves look like not yet another Linux distro. Which they were already the biggest fucking Linux distro out there. I don't know why they needed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. And then along the whole desktop realm, I don't know. Do you guys know? You guys probably haven't heard of him, but his name's Jack Wallen. He's a writer for Tech Republic. He does a lot of their open source columns, and I subscribe to him. And he's always every couple months doing a, you know, why isn't Linux in the mainstream and all that? And it's because of stupid shit like this. Ubuntu was, in my opinion, was the best shot open source had to get into the mainstream and actually have more than just techno nerds know about Linux and know about what the heck Ubuntu is. And with these changes with Unity, I think that's just going to completely kill it. In my opinion, GNOME, they should have stuck with it, and because it looks more like Windows XP. It has your start menu, essentially, even though it's on the top of the screen, but it acts more like a start menu.
Well, hell,
now
look,
they've
at,
the,
look
rid
at the
that
current
shit.
Revs of KDE. That thing looks so much like Windows, it's not even funny.
Yeah, exactly, that too. It's the same thing, though, but I mean, in my opinion now, that guy might as well just quit, because if they stick with Unity, they're fucking themselves over, and in my opinion, they're never going to get into the mainstream.
And I think this is relevant for the conversation.
What?
Yes. Yes, it is. The link you just posted.
Oh. I didn't see that. I
so
was
you need help choosing an operating system.
Oh, that should go up for the... that should go up on the stream site after we're done here.
Yeah, show notes.
Yeah, it's a that link won't be any good by the time the show goes.
Well, we
up.
Could host. Can you host the image?
Yeah, let's put the image URL.
And I just save it because no, that URL isn't going to be good in a few hours.
It's no. Not going to be good in a few minutes.
Just yeah. Do a IMG UR. It's all free. Just throw it up there.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
I do like the ever had sex. Question.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, we'll post that up. We'll take care of getting that out there. Let's see. Moving on, though. Last thing we got in current events. Apparently, tomorrow they're going to test the state and federal and nationwide disaster broadcast thing tomorrow. So
why? Is that anything to do with the asteroid passing by tonight?
Could be. Could be.
Or today.
I'm just kind of wondering about how many people are going to care, because I don't watch TV. I don't really listen to live radio that much. I mean, I listen to internet streams.
Dude, I'm more interested in freaking grandma and grandpa. They're sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden, you know, and all these screens and shit starts scrolling across their screen, and they just freak out and have a heart attack wondering what the fuck's going on.
It's
going
to be the world of the worlds.
Yeah, you're going to have all the other grand people running down to the basement and shit. Told you with this $35,000 back in 1941 was worth it, you know, bomb shelter.
Exactly.
Bomb shelter, cooking pots on the head, and shotguns in the hand.
And yeah, and part of the article, they're like, please, please tell everyone, because they're going to freak the fuck out, and we know they're going to.
Of course they're going to, man. This is going to cause one of the largest calamities ever to happen in the United States before the great meltdown of 2009.
I can't wait. It should be interesting to see the aftermath.
So all you EMTs out there, enjoy your tomorrow.
And police officers.
Call center people.
Yep. So let's see if we can get... we'll just move the break. Let's go ahead and do some Digital Dojo. If somebody wants to give me some sound effects.
Me love you long time.
Big shiny buttons.
Oh, hero praise. I love you wrong time. You want order a shitty beef?
two, please.
To order shitty beef. Okay, what you want?
Racism. I'm not, comedy gold.
I'm not doing this, man. I don't know. Morphs, how did you get these two knuckleheads to do this shit?
I don't know.
They can't beg these guys to do comedy on my show. Yeah, they'll dish it out like for free tits on here, man.
I just let them do whatever the hell they want. It's kind of funny. Yeah, that's what it was. I showed them my... Anyways. So I've only got three in Digital Dojo.
Why is there so much hair on them?
Oh, I should break out the Madman clip.
But, I was just thinking that would work perfect. You're talking about getting more sound clips into the show. You need to be on the ball, man.
Yeah.
Ready for anything.
Ready for anything. Where is it?
On a more serious note, Nova did just do a 3-part series on this called Becoming Human or Humans Coming. I was drunk when I was watching it, so the exact title is kind of fuzzy in my head, but I think it's on YouTube. And Hulu. I did see the scientists down in the graves with the black lights. So, hey, if you ignore the hair on the nipples, the chick was pretty hot.
Okay, that's enough of that. Yeah, I needed to clip it down just gross. To boob fur part, but I, you know.
I'll get on to that.
We'll take care of that later. But, just what we got here first. This one is just hilarious. I've got a link to a GitHub project called Bozo Crack. And this tool is just great. I love this. BozoCrack is a depressingly effective MD5 password hash cracker with almost zero CPU GPU load. Instead of rainbow tables, dictionaries, or brute force, BozoCrack simply finds the plaintext password. Specifically, it Googles the MD5 hash in the hopes that the plaintext will appear somewhere on the front page. And having Googled a few MD5 awesome. Hashes myself, it will probably work.
The power of the internet compels you. Everything is there.
If you think about it, if you've got multiple independent projects setting up rainbow tables for common things like MD5 hashes, and Google indexes them all, does that not make Google one of the best sources of rainbow tables?
Hell yes.
So, hell, I'd be willing to set up a few rainbow tables if people would send them to me. Shit. I'll post that shit up. They're just big. So, next one up in Digital Dojo is, this is on security tools. SecTools.org has updated their security tool list for 2011. And, oh, look, it's the tools I use every day on the job. I mean, literally, you scroll down through that list, it's like, yep. But if you need a good reference of some good general places to start with security tools, this is it. And this is what everyone is using, pretty much. So, I don't know if you all are aware of the SecTools site or not. It's an offshoot of insecure.org where they do the, you know, where Nmap comes from.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've stumbled across this before. I didn't realize that they spilled it out essentially as the top 25 tools, oh, wherever they it is. Like, but
top,
yeah, a lot
top
of
100.
These.
I mean, there's a great
yeah.
list. It's a great list.
That's cool. It is. It really is. I'm scrolling through it now. There's some cool, very cool tools on here.
Yeah. You know,
gotta love Kismet.
It's all your basics. Wireshark, Kismet, Snort. You know, it's all there. So, can enable. Don't use that on large networks, please. Don't. Same thing with DSniff. Same thing with Ettercap. If you don't know, just don't do it. Your little laptop cannot handle 5,000 clients trying to shove through it.
Use it responsibly, children.
So just to throw that out there. The last one up. This one is just great fun. Iron Geek has been playing around with his USB fuck, and he's added a hardware keylogger to it. Essentially, he's made, you know, those little dongle devices you can put in line with the keyboard to record all the keystrokes. Well, he's figured out how to make one of those, basically using a Tensi and a USB host device. And we all know I love the Tensis because I've made some stuff with them. But and I think I've got
how much do those run? Because you can buy these things off of ThinkGeek, and I never have because I want freaking $75-$80 for one.
No,
so
no,
Tensi,
no, 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 no. Tensis? God, no.
Whatever.
They're $20.
Yes, yeah, okay. So that's a hell of a lot more cost effective.
I should find the link real quick while you're... They're
fucking expensive. The pre-made ones, anyway.
PJRC.com and you order them. Yeah, here they are, $16.
Nice.
I'm going to copy the link into the show notes right now, but here you go. That's where I order them from. And, I mean, I've got a stack of them because I use them in projects, but Iron Geek has essentially crossed them and made a USB keylogger out of them. But here's the really fun part. He tweeted this. I don't see it on his page anywhere, but it because it's in line, it can also intercept keystrokes. So he had it going where it was replacing certain words. So you ended up speaking, you would end up typing in lolcat. And I mean, these things look cheap and easy to build, and he's got the code right there. I'm probably going to build one of these, probably. So
have to do that on the show, dude. If you do build one, let us know how it goes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have to order the USB host bit, but other than that, I mean, there's, you know, look, yeah. You know, to build one from scratch, what's the investment? $20. So
yeah, exactly. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, ooh, I wonder if the stream just went out. I just saw we had a huge drop in listeners a little while back. Huh. Must be boring, everybody. So anyways, though, that's all I had in Digital Dojo. So we're going to go ahead and go to the show break. The music I've got is Pneumo. It's off the album Electric D&B. It's pretty interesting stuff. And Lore sent this shit to me a long time ago, and I'm just now starting to get through some of it. So I think I'm going to use the track Beyond Belief here for our break. And when we come back, we'll hit story time.
Beyond Belief. We'll be right back.
can remove one of Truth's protective layers. There are places to go beyond belief. Beyond belief. Beyond belief.
Callback.
Si.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, bueno.
Housekeeping.
We need more lemon pledge.
There it is. All right. Yeah, I guess that was kind of 80s anime, but something different.
As you said, visions of Astro Boy flying through the sky. I'm having flashbacks. Help.
I blame Lore. He sent that to me. So. We'll close on another one of their tracks, a little different. So, we can always just fall back on Patient Zero, but it seems like we do that so often. So, anyway, so story time. This is why I was light on stories and on Digital Dojo. My laptop died on me at work today.
Oh, Muffin.
Yeah, apparently Dell laptops. Nice. Yeah, apparently Dell laptops aren't very flexible when it comes to their temperature sensors. And so mine had decided it was time to start shutting down due to thermal, even though the laptop didn't feel like it was getting that hot. And I did some checking with some of the guys upstairs, and they said, oh, yeah, we had some other people with problems on that laptop. There's a BIOS update that fixed it. I'm like, great, perfect. So I go pull down the BIOS update, and I start to apply it. 20% into applying a BIOS update, it shuts itself, it says thermal warning, and shuts itself off.
Sorry, am I the only one who finds it extremely amusing?
Oh, I think it's
not happening to me.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You need to find Murphy, and you need to kick him in the dick.
I know. I know. It's just like, this is supposed to fix the thermal. No. it's just like no fix for you. So it's cool, though. I mean, I handed it off to the guys upstairs because it wasn't my laptop. It was a work laptop, but it was the one I was using to do the show notes at the time. And, all my tabs, all my links, everything I had worked out, bleh. So...
The hard drive's still good, dude.
Oh,
you can grab all that stuff off.
Well, that's just it. They took it upstairs so they could RMA the main board. So they've got my drive upstairs.
Well, and better grab it before they conveniently lose it or switch it with another one and be like, oh, I know where this came from. Format.
Yeah, that's all I need. I assume they're smarter than that, and truthfully, I probably could have swapped the board faster than the guy I was handing it to, but, you know, whatever. So
you just lost all your shit because you've assumed.
Probably. Yeah. I'll let you know, but I should get it back tomorrow, and we'll see if they, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, we imaged it for you. Great.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, great. Thanks to Jerks. I was going to say, hopefully they can't get the part, and they give you a brand new one.
It's a main board.
That's well, I don't know. Here's hoping.
My bet is they're going to put the wrong. Better. My guess is they're going to put the wrong damn one in there, and it'll be like, oh yeah, we. Oh, you had an i7. Yeah, all we had was this one with an i3. Sorry about that.
Like, yeah.
For some reason, it kept blue screening when we booted up, so we reimaged it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So well, there's not that much on there. Just, you know, a couple of Word docs I was working on, and including the show notes. So. Oh well. Anyways, so
it's not like you're losing your terabyte porn file.
No. That's encrypted and stored off-site. So
yeah, backups, and off-site backups of that shit.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you can't afford to lose that. So, anyways, so moving into the topic, I thought this would be a fun one, especially for throwing this out there for the current group we have on. So, you know, on Pure Decking, I talk a lot about digital, you know, skills, you know, hacking, whatever you want to call it, right? So how do you go about practicing? Martial artists use punching bags and they spar with each other. So what do we do?
Well, public libraries.
Yeah, traditionally you just break into other people's networks and explore them, which, you know, if you can do it without getting caught, that's great, but
You got to practice not to get caught.
Right. So what do you do? Well, you know, one thing I like to do is I like grabbing old boxes and setting up test networks and using VMs. But, you know, this means you're only practicing with stuff you can get your hands on. So, you know, if you're going for free, that means all you're testing is Linux and open source projects, which that'll get you far. Don't get me wrong. Once you get the idea down. But if all you've ever worked against are Linux systems and suddenly you have to go hack a Windows box and you've never attacked one before, you know, what do you do?
Go word driving late at night?
Yeah, that's the other
good
thing.
Answer.
You know, just use other people's open Wi-Fi and start going out. And if you think about it, that's a, you know, as long as you're not being malicious, I mean, because that's a great way to get exposure to.
God damn it.
My little pony, it's my little pony, you fucking faggot.
But
I gotta text you, homosexual, and why do you know so much of that song, are you?
We'll talk about it later.
My understanding was you heard it over the radio.
If you got some porn you need to send me.
Fox, hang on. You need to change your text message sound. I want you to record what I'm getting ready to play and make this your text.
Oi, cunts! Oh, fuck. What's going on?
I've got that file already, actually.
Well, put it on your phone and make that for your texts.
Yeah, that's going to go over so well in the board.
Exactly.
That's my work phone.
Even better. Well, in that case, you should put the My Little Pony theme on there just to mess with them.
I am cat. Even better.
So, I don't know. I mean, but if you think about it, going around breaking into other people's networks, if you're testing on machines you don't care about and you take them down... because it's going to happen, right? The first couple of times you're taking machines down, especially if you don't know what you're doing and you're throwing things like fast track and shit at boxes, or just, hey, I wonder what this exploit does. Click.
Can I suggest if you're war driving at night to have extremely dark tinted windows on your car? Because in this modern age of terrorism, man, let's just say cyber criminals, well, you may be subject to local law enforcement.
Well, that's the thing,
I
right?
I highly doubt that.
Yeah.
Honestly, Fox and I have gone war driving plenty of times, and we just look like two dudes watching a movie on a laptop or something, dude. Seriously, no one would pay any attention.
Parked on a dark side street all alone in the car together.
Two guys people don't on really, a laptop.
Yeah, people don't really want to come over and investigate that. We get left alone pretty much.
Well, maybe in the land exactly. of the free, you know, that's pretty cool, but if you're parked on the side of the road using a laptop here, I'm betting you're going to get a few questions asked.
Yeah.
You think so, really? You think they're really that tech savvy to actually think?
No, to me, To me, it would just be like, oh, that's suspicious. If well, you yeah, see so it, report it. You know, that's
you're turned on more than I would think most normal people, especially about tech.
Dude, I see some fucker sitting out the front of of my house with a computer. I've got my bug out bag and I'm at the back door.
Well, hell,
it's only a minute before the truck shows up.
Okay, but what if you're at the bank or something like that driving by? Or, well, maybe bad example, grocery store or something, and there's a dude out in the parking lot with a laptop.
I was going to say I hacked a grocery store, but I'm not sure I want to admit to that.
I'm just going to say that, like, are you? You're actually switched on and, like, notice shit around you. Look at these stupid shuffling masses all around you that don't have a fucking clue of what's going on around them. They won't notice a goddamn thing. Excuse me, sir. What are you doing on your laptop? Oh, well, I'm pulling up Google Maps because I'm lost.
Hey, good point.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, at Gen Con, we were going around looking for people running Fire Sheep. So.
Mm. Yeah, but once again, a switched
that's
on
a specialized
crowd.
Environment. Yeah.
Yeah. We found a few,
too. You just see some guy. You see some guy in his laptop sitting in the car. If somebody does come up to you, just have a tab with fucking Google Maps open of, like, the local area. And it's like, yeah, man, I'm trying to find the Starbucks or some shit. I'm not from around here. My buddy let me borrow his car, you know.
But even then, I would do that. I would have Google Earth up and running because people, if they were switched on, they would know that you would have to have an internet connection. Therefore, they'd be like, well, are you on some unauthorized AP or anything like that?
Well, even better than that. Pull up media player, or, you know, pick your media player and have a movie paused in the media player.
Fox and I have done that.
You shouldn't use hardcore porn. You should use a fairly popular movie so nobody really suspects anything, especially if you've actually got it on DVD.
They have a tendency to leave quicker when you have hardcore gay porn on.
Have you ever seen an 80-year-old woman, you know, dive across the hood of a car to escape your vicinity when you show her Mr. Hands? I have.
Winning, sir. Winning. The last thing I wanted to point out on the list here, and I guess it's going to be a somewhat short show because I'm starting to run out here. And, I put the entire show together in like 15 minutes today just because, God.
Wow, you spend 15 minutes preparing your show?
Well, how long does Major do for IHN?
None. Dude, we just show up.
Fair enough. I'm trying here, man. So
yeah, we all drink really heavily before that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I usually put about an hour into the show notes as opposed to 15 minutes. Anyways, I was going to point out there are websites and servers people stand up specifically for practicing. There's lots of sites out there that'll give you free access to shell accounts. Like if you've never played on a Unix or Linux system and you don't know how to set one up, there's several guys out there who, you know, you just Google free shells, you'll find them. And that way you can at least get in and get looking at terminal environments and systems people have already set up and get an idea that way. But then there's things like Black Hat Academy that have stuff on their site specifically for you. You know, they've got web applications that are specifically designed for you to attack to get practice at it.
Interesting.
So,
do you want to pimp your honeypot?
There you go.
As I say, if you can find out the IP address.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that thing's broken at the moment. The hard drive actually took a shit in that, so I've got to make a new one. But
that's a bummer. That's why RAID is your friend.
That's, you know, what happens when you grab some old desktop machine that's nobody was using for 2 years and just set it up. So, but anyways, that machine still had a fucking zip drive in it. I should tell you how old it was.
Hey, my machine still has a fucking zip drive in it.
Use zip drives?
Every once in a while when I want to get nostalgic, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I ordered an external zip drive off eBay just for exploring some of my old zip disks when I found them, so I'm not, you know, I have no room to talk, I'm just saying. But
you can tell he's really nostalgic when he pulls up the old, like, porn floppies that have, like, you know, two pictures on them.
The animated GIF. The little animated icons. It's like, look, it's 16-bit color.
and install file for ICQ.
Oh, ICQ. There was
probably still have those somewhere on a zip disk. I bet you do.
I found an AOL 3.5 floppy disk the other day, so I'm not going to say much. Yeah.
Yeah, I still got one of those floating around.
Gentlemen, you all need to have a prostate check. You've come of that age.
Damn it.
Old.
Fuck. So, anyways, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show there. A little early. That's okay. Check out... Oh, wait. No. Not this week. Starting next week, check out RU's open mic nights. Not sure what night they're actually on. I think it ends up being Friday, Saturday morning for us.
I think it's Saturday morning around 4 a.m. Yeah.
Or 1 a.m. if you're on Pacific time.
Yeah, and if you're Canadian, it's 2 in the morning.
Just, you know what? Just listen to the stream 24 hours. Take your cell phone, tune it into the stream, and just never take the headphones off.
I may be moving the time of that show back 2 hours because you guys are really tired on a Sunday for trying to listen to this show. It's unrecorded, so all you guys are waiting up to like 2 or 3 in the morning trying to hear something. And so I may move it back to midnight.
So, and of course, I have nothing every Saturday. We haven't decided who's going to be pinch hosting this week. Let's see, Hugo's Newsreel on Thursdays, the Galaxy 15 radio site and the Twitter handle. I think that's all I've got. Have you guys got stuff to pimp?
No, not really.
Come on, Fox, pimp
Sarge.
Pretty
much Mall. Covered it. It's so much already, though. I mean, she's been doing a good job lately. You notice, like, I haven't had to buy her as much makeup. You know, the black eyes have been going down. She's finally learned her place. And now that the weather's getting colder around here, I can bundle her up a bit more so they don't know until they already get her in the car and she gets the money from them before she starts peeling off the layers and they realize what they've done.
Wow.
Wow, we're going to close on this another Pneumo track here. This one's called Bar. And so, too loud. So, anyways, that's it. And we'll see everybody Saturday.
Looks, we use professional radio stations.
We outsource. It's very good.